If you're a farmer or a producer with a groundwater entitlement that maybe you're hardly using, would you consider trading it? A new study says groundwater trading scheme, you know, a bit like the one operating in the Murray-Darling Basin, could be good for producers and help to protect Australia's underground water resources. Dr. David Pennell from the University of Western Australia describes how it could work.
Farmers or various water users would be allocated rights. They could purchase rights or they could be given rights initially by government, which gave them the right to extract water from the ground and to use it for whatever purpose. Currently, people have that right, but it's difficult or expensive or in some cases even not possible to sell it to another water user, another groundwater user somewhere else. So if the system could work, all that would happen would be there would be some sort of marketplace, perhaps an online market, where buyers and sellers could find out about each other, reach an agreement about price, and the right would be transferred from one water user to another. And the buyers are better off as a result of getting more water, and the sellers are better off as a result of selling water that they didn't really need or didn't value that highly.
And would this therefore require numerous schemes for different aquifers?
That's probably right. There's not a lot of point in in the Nangarra Mound in Perth reducing their groundwater use to allow increases in groundwater use by someone in the Murray-Darling Basin. The systems are not connected, it's not the same water. So we would envisage there being different schemes in operation in different geographic areas.
Couldn't this see water being used that may not have been if the scheme didn't exist?
That's true, and that's one of the challenges with the groundwater trading system compared to a surface water trading system. For example, the study that we've done is looking at groundwater use in and around Perth. There are various environmental assets, you know, groundwater-dependent ecosystems and wetlands that depend on the level of groundwater to stay wet. And so if a particular farmer used a lot of groundwater, pumped out a lot of groundwater in a certain area, that could lower the groundwater locally and have, you know, negative spin-off effects. So that's a particular concern that we were sort of looking at, how you would need to manage that and what might be done about it.
With those risks in mind, what do you think are the big environmental benefits of implementing a scheme like this?
We think it would be possible to run it in such a way that environmental impacts were actually positive rather than negative. Now, that would necessarily mean that there were some constraints on which trades were allowed. So if a particular trade would mean that groundwater would be lowered in a very valuable area where there's environmental impacts would be unacceptably high, then that's a trade that would not be allowed. But there could be other trades where groundwater would be traded into an area where it would result in higher groundwater levels close to environmental assets, and so it would actually generate environmental benefits. So the system would need to weigh up those environmental costs and benefits in order to assess which trades were allowed.
Does this not put a huge amount of trust in the current sustainable extraction rates?
It does, yes. It means that we need to have good information, basically. I think there's quite an information challenge before you could set such a scheme free and let it get it running, because the sorts of decisions that I was talking about before, about, you know, where would we allow trades and where wouldn't we, does require a fair bit of information. And so, we would need to invest quite a bit of time and effort into getting that information together and having a system, I guess, an administrative system that could use that information to make the decisions about which trades were okay and which ones weren't.
Dr. David Pennell, rather, from the Centre of Environmental Economics at the University of Western Australia.